Mr. Joe Vicari, it's Big Jim and Aaron. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
We're wonderful, man. Thank you so much for taking time out to do this.
Not a problem. I appreciate you guys doing this.
Well, the idea for Easter being, you know, the Easter dinner and an Andiamo, what you guys are doing is fantastic, and the price point is ridiculous. Can you kind of tell everybody what's going on?
Yes, we're offering two different types of options. We have a brunch option, and we have a dinner option, and it's for four people. It includes all the trimmings. You know, the brunch has got frittatas, it's got meats, bacon, it's got muffins, it's got really, you know, anything and everything that you would want. The dinner is, again, more of a traditional. We have ham, and we have different types of breads, and we have different types of potatoes and vegetables. And you can go online, and you can see what Andiamo is doing for both brunch and dinner. And, again, it's for four people. And, you know, we've had a couple people call and say, well, I only got two, you know, it's just me and my wife or something. They said, well, you know what? It's great for leftovers for a few days. Everything is just getting prepared. It'll start getting prepared on Thursday and Friday of this week. So it'll be very fresh, and everyone picks it up on Saturday. And the price point is the brunch is $24.75 per person. And the dinner is $38 per person.
For all the food you get, Aaron, that's not bad.
I know.
Joe, that's a hell of a price point.
I'm like looking at the brunch, and the first thing I saw was the ricotta cheese-filled crepes with raspberry sauce. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have to have this.
Yeah, we do a really big job at Easter traditionally in our restaurants with buffets. So we really selected the best products that that we have on our buffets, and we are offering them for this special carryout this year.
How are you doing, Joe? I mean,
how,
the family's good. Is everyone okay?
You know, everybody's fine. My children are quarantined at home. Their children are quarantined, so I'm a grandpa, and you know, we see them by FaceTime on you know, on our phones right now, but. You know, my health personally is great. Unfortunately, we've had a couple employees that work for us that have caught the virus, and I can say that they're on the downside and they're doing real well.
Good.
And we're just all trying to get through this, you know, just crazy times in, you know, today's world. Unbelievable.
And we talk so much about. Yeah, Joe, we talk about the, you know, with the service industry and what you've done and how many people you have working for you. Something like this, is this more of a symbolic gesture, or does this really help out the people to keep them busy, keep them working?
Both. You know, we're doing, you know, during this time, we've been doing a BOGO. So anybody that wants to come and get Andiamo food, we're doing a buy one, get one free. So, you know, we're not making money, we're doing some good volume, so that helps, but it's enabled us to put back to work over 100 of our employees, and you know, between full-time and part-time, we have 1,000 employees. So unfortunately, you know, the wait staff and the bus boys and the dishwasher are you know, still laid off because there's no work for them, but we do have, you know, our managers, our cooks, you know, those people are working. So we have, you know, we have 8 Andiamo, 7 of them are open, and we've got about 10 to 14 people that are working at each of the locations right now.
I can't stress enough, like, even if you only eat out once a week with all this coronavirus stuff, I've been telling all my friends, like, pick a restaurant in your neighborhood and make sure you support it if they're still doing takeouts, because there's a lot of people that work there, you know.
Yeah.
Got to keep them employed.
You got to keep them employed. And, you know, it's a crazy situation because no fault of anybody's, right? But,
right.
You know, they're laid off. And unfortunately, in the restaurant industry, you know, today, you know, there are people that are younger people. And I don't know, you know, I don't know how they can hold out. You know, I mean, we're doing everything that we can do to put as many people to work. But, you know, we got to get the stimulus packages going. We got to get, you know, get unemployment to, you know, it's, I guess it's so hard to, you know, to get online or to fill out these forms. They got to make it easier for people to do this.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out.
No doubt.
I think we're all pulling the same way. Joe Vaccari, AndiamoItalia.com, or just Google Andiamo. It'll come right there. You'll see it right on the front, Easter to go. And, of course, deadline's tomorrow. A lot of these are filling up quick, too, so everybody should definitely jump in. And then I know I'll swing by the one in Clarkston on Saturday, right? Is it noon to 8 the pickup will be available?
Yes. Our pickups are from noon to 8, right?
All right.
And all the instructions are on the how to – everything is prepared, just reheating everything. It's all going to be very clearly on all the instructions. So
you the man.
It's going to be easy.
We appreciate what you do in the Motor City and doing everything you can to lift these folks up, man. It's going to be a little bit better Easter because of the folks at Andiamo. Joe Vaccari, thank you for the time, sir.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.